Welcome to MarketSnap's SWOT analysis for Sana Biotechnology. If you're a long-term investor looking to dig into a unique player in the biotech space, you're in the right place. Today, we're breaking down Sana Biotechnology, a company that's been making waves in the cell and gene therapy arena. Let's dive into what makes this company tick, analyze their recent performance, and unpack a detailed SWOT to see if this stock deserves a spot in your portfolio. Quick overview of Sana Biotechnology. For those who might not be as familiar, Sana Biotechnology is a cutting-edge firm focused on creating and delivering engineered cells as medicines. They're in the biotechnology industry, part of the broader healthcare sector, working on some pretty groundbreaking stuff in gene and cell therapy. Their mission? To tackle some of the toughest diseases out there by repairing and controlling genes at the cellular level. Based in the U.S., they've got a solid team led by their CEO, and they're positioned in a high-growth, high-risk space where innovation is the name of the game. Market cap-wise, they're still in the mid-tier range, which means there's room to grow or stumble depending on how their pipeline progresses. Recent news and performance snapshot. Let's set the stage with what's been happening lately. Based on the latest headlines, Sana has been pushing forward with updates on their clinical trials, which have caught the attention of investors. There's buzz around their progress in specific therapies, though some news highlights concerns about timelines and regulatory hurdles, common in this space, but worth noting. Performance-wise, the stock has shown some volatility. Over the past month, we've seen a decent uptick, though the longer-term trends over 6 months and a year show mixed results compared to the broader biotech industry. They're lagging a bit behind their sector's average performance over 5 years, which raises questions about their ability to keep pace with competitors. Still, short-term gains suggest there's momentum to watch. Now, let's get into the meat of it with a full SWOT analysis to break down Sana Biotechnology's strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. I'll keep this conversational and packed with insights, so stick with me as we figure out if this is a long-term winner. Strengths. Innovative pipeline. Sana's focus on cell and gene therapy positions them at the forefront of medical innovation. Their work on engineered cells as potential cures for serious diseases like cancer and genetic disorders is cutting edge, and if they can deliver, the upside is massive for long-term investors. Solid cash position. Looking at their balance sheet, Sana has a healthy stash of cash and equivalents. This gives them runway to fund R&D without immediately needing to tap into debt markets, which is a big plus in a capital-intensive field like biotech. Strong current ratio. Their current ratio is impressive, indicating they can cover short-term liabilities with ease. For us long-term folks, this means less worry about financial distress in the near term while they push through clinical trials. Experienced leadership. With a seasoned CEO at the helm and a dedicated team, they've got the brain power to navigate the complex regulatory and scientific landscape of biotech. That's not something to overlook when betting on a company's future. Weaknesses. Profitability challenges. Let's be real. Sana isn't making money yet. Their income statements show consistent losses with negative net income and operating income. That's not unusual for a biotech in the development stage, but it's a red flag for investors who want to see a path to profitability sooner rather than later. High valuation metrics. Their price-to-sales ratio is on the higher side, and while forward PE estimates suggest potential improvement, the current numbers indicate the market might be pricing in a lot of future success that isn't guaranteed. If they don't deliver, that valuation could come crashing down. Limited revenue streams. Revenue is negligible right now, as they're still in the pre-commercialization phase. For long-term investors, this means you're banking on future breakthroughs rather than current cash flows, which adds risk. Negative ROE and ROI. Their return on equity and return on invested capital are in the red, signaling they're not yet generating value from shareholder investments. It's early days, but this is something to monitor as they scale. Opportunities. Growing biotech demand. The healthcare sector, especially biotech, is seeing massive growth as aging populations and complex diseases drive demand for innovative treatments. Sana's focus on gene therapy aligns perfectly with this trend, offering huge potential if they can get products to market. Pipeline milestones. Upcoming clinical trial results could be game changers. Positive data from their programs could send the stock soaring, especially given recent short-term performance gains. Keep an eye on news updates. These are the catalysts we long-term investors dream about. Partnership potential. While not explicitly in the data, their earnings call summaries hint at openness to collaborations. Strategic partnerships with larger pharma players could provide capital and expertise, accelerating their path to commercialization. Industry tailwinds. Compared to the broader industry, Sana has room to catch up. If they can outperform the biotech sector's average PE ratio over time, there's a chance for significant re-rating of their stock as investor confidence grows. Threats. Regulatory risks. Biotech is a minefield of regulatory challenges, and Sana is no exception. Delays or denials in clinical approvals could tank their progress, as hinted at in recent news. This is a big threat for long-term holders betting on their pipeline. Competitive pressure. The cell and gene therapy space is crowded with heavyweights and nimble startups alike. Sana's underperformance relative to industry averages over longer periods suggests they're struggling to stand out. If competitors beat them to market, it's game over for some of their programs. Market volatility. With a beta that indicates higher than average market risk, Sana's stock could take a hit during broader market downturns. For us long-term investors, this means weathering short-term storms, but it's still a concern. Debt levels. While their debt-to-equity ratio isn't alarming yet, any increase in borrowing to fund R&D could strain their balance sheet down the line. Keep an eye on their cash flow statements. Negative free cash flow means they're burning through reserves fast. Insights and broader context. All right, let's tie some of this together. Sana Biotechnology is a high-risk, high-reward play, which I know a lot of you in the 25 to 50 bracket are drawn to when building wealth over the long haul. Their innovative pipeline is exciting, and the cash on hand gives them breathing room, but those losses and lofty valuations make me cautious. Short term, any positive trial news could spark a rally, perfect for those of you watching momentum plays. But the long-term story hinges on whether they can turn science into sales. From their earnings call summaries, management seems optimistic about upcoming milestones, though they're candid about the challenges. That transparency is refreshing, but it doesn't erase the regulatory and competitive hurdles they face. Financially, the negative free cash flow and lack of revenue are par for the course in biotech, but I'd like to see more efficiency in their capital expenditure. On the flip side, their gross profit margin potential, once they commercialize, could be stellar given the high-value nature of their therapies. Compared to industry trends, they're not leading the pack, but a single breakthrough could change that narrative overnight. Conclusion and long-term outlook. So, where does this leave us with Sana Biotechnology? From a long-term investment perspective, I see a company with incredible potential, but significant risks. If you're the type of investor who can stomach volatility and believes in the future of gene therapy, Sana might deserve a small allocation in your portfolio. Think of it as a speculative bet with big upside. But if you're looking for stability or near-term returns, you might want to wait for more concrete results from their pipeline. Their strengths lie in innovation and financial flexibility, but the weaknesses around profitability and valuation can't be ignored. Opportunities are there for the taking if they execute, though threats like regulation and competition loom large. Thanks for tuning into this deep dive on Sana Biotechnology. If you found this analysis helpful, make sure to stay tuned for more insights. At MarketSnap, we've got daily stock market summaries and in-depth stock analyses available in video, audio, and article formats. Plus, check out the full swap breakdown on our platform for a quick reference. Drop your thoughts in the comments. What do you think about Sana's long-term potential? Let's keep the conversation going, and I'll catch you in the next video.